In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As difficult as these weeks have been for all of us, many blessings will be drawn from this trying time, I have no doubt. And one which I bring to mind today is that I hope we all learn to keep, in a much more solemn way, this holy feast that brings us together today, one which is too often neglected, both by priest and people. Today is an ancient feast, dating well over 1,000 years before the coming of Christ, a feast that was celebrated even by the Jews of the Old Dispensation. It was celebrated on the 50th day, hence the name Pentecost, the 50th day from Passover, the celebration of the Paschal Lamb when the Israelites went forth from Egypt. Today's feast commemorated God's giving of the law to Moses on Mount Sinai. Having led God's people forth from slavery in Egypt, when they were nourished by bread from heaven in the desert, Moses ascended Mount Sinai and brought down the law inscribed with the finger of God. Now the new Moses has led people of all nations out of the slavery of sin through the waters of baptism and nourished them with the true bread that came down from heaven. And now, having ascended the highest heavens, he sends down his Spirit to impart the new law and teach us all truth. On the vigil of Pentecost, as on Holy Saturday, we read of the sacrifice of Isaac, beloved son of Abraham. Abraham, whose name means father of many. Abraham's son did not die that day on the mountain, for another greater sacrifice was to come. And so, having gone home, Abraham could send his eldest servant to find a bride for his son who was to beget a great nation. Now the Father of all has given his only begotten son as a sacrifice for the redemption of the world. And today he sends forth his Spirit, that divine person of the same substance as the Father and the Son, who proceeds from them as from one principle. Yes, the Father sends him forth to call the bride of his Son. Today, the curse of Babel is finally undone. Ever since they sought to defy God by building the Tower of Babel, which should reach up to heaven, men have lived in a world of confused tongues. On this day, tongues of fire descended upon the apostles, commemorated by the candles which we light before each apostle here in our church. And they would use this gift to transcend all barriers of language and culture to construct a new tower, a tower ordained by God which would indeed allow men to reach heaven. The church was born. This church of the New Testament would not be centered on worship in a single temple in Jerusalem, but it would be a visible church. For man is body and soul, and our Lord has deigned to confer his grace upon men by means of visible signs. It is the greatest of these signs, the Holy Eucharist, which forms the heart of what we call the liturgy. This holy liturgy, instituted by Christ himself at the Last Supper, would first be celebrated in people's homes, and then in the catacombs upon the tombs of the first martyrs. But when the great persecution was over, Christians would begin to build glorious houses that would be worthy of the real presence. We are especially mindful of this truth this year, as the Holy Feast of Pentecost coincides with the Queenship of Mary on this last day of the month of May, and the anniversary of the dedication of our Church of St. Mary's. 17 years ago it was that this church was restored and reconsecrated as House of God and Gate of Heaven. It is a reminder, as it should be every time we turn within these four walls, and today I hope with some tears of joy, that not only has the Son promised to go and prepare a mansion for each of us in his Father's house, he already gives us a foretaste of the heavenly joys by sending the Holy Spirit to prepare a mansion for the Father and the Son in each of our souls. All those who have received the grace of justification become children of God, heirs to heaven with Christ, and temples of the Holy Ghost. By the sanctifying grace that is in us, God dwells in us as in a temple. As our Lord promises today, if any man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode within him. The adornment of visible temples serves as a reminder of how each of our souls must be adorned to receive God. If the Church insists on the long season of penance before Eastertide, and this year especially it seemed like a long season of penance leading right up until Pentecost, it is because of the greatness of the gift we receive today. St. Paul tells us the love of God is poured forth in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given to us. By the coming of the Holy Ghost, we become partakers of the divine nature. No more do I live, says the Apostle, but Christ lives in me. What people has a God so close as our God is to us? O ineffable foretaste of eternal life! By the life of God in us, all sin is put to flight, and there remains only the joy of possessing our God and our all, already in great measure in this vale of tears, before he takes us to himself, where, like our guardian angels, we shall at last look upon his face and behold it in rapturous love. Today, let us give thanks especially to the Queen of Heaven, Our Lady of Warsaw, for her intercession throughout these weeks. She has brought the disciples of the Lord safely back to their Father's house. To him be all glory and honor forever. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.